JackassLetters.com is one man's epistolary exploration of the world he lives in.
Woof, woof, going to the dogs. Dear reader, today we have on menu three tasty vintage letters from the archives. My writing has slowed, predictably so have my responses. I've sent out a couple, and you'll be the first to know when I get new replies. Until then, please enjoy a letter about beans and a cat, a letter about a bigly gun, and lastly, an unanswered letter regarding some tasty chicken.
And now, a letter from the archives.
Bush's Best, January 26, 2012. Dear Bush Beans, this is going to be a strange story, but I swear it's true. My girlfriend's cat loves chickpea jelly from your garbanzo beans cans. She eats up the stuff and begs for more. We feed it to her using a special spatula reserved solely for her use. We call this the cat spatula. It's so bad that when we make something that comes in a can but isn't garbanzo beans, she insists on inspecting the can to make sure we're not holding out on her. For Christmas, I got my girlfriend's cat a can of Bush Brothers chickpeas and the inaugural issue of Chickpea Magazine. I put these in her stocking above the fireplace. My girlfriend made the cat stocking, and it is red and green and shaped like a paw. She wasn't that impressed, but she's a cat. She can't read yet and can't open the can on her own yet, so I don't know what reaction I should have been expecting. We plan to shoot video of her enjoying her chickpea jelly treat off of her cat spatula. If you're interested, I can send you a link to the video if we ever figure out YouTube. The cat's name is Honeyquow. There's a story there too, but it's too long and I have things to do today. Would it be possible to get a can of the chickpea jelly without the garbanzo beans? Sincerely, Christopher L. Jorgensen.
And now, the reply.
Bush's Best, January 31st, 2012. Reference number 252610. Dear Mr. Jorgensen, thank you for complimenting our garbanzo beans. We are delighted to hear that you and your cat have tried and enjoy our products. We do not package our products without beans. It is actually the natural starch from the beans that thickens the brine in the can. Without the beans, it would only be water and salt. Again, we thank you for taking the time to contact us. We appreciate your interest in our products. Sincerely, Kenna Hess, Consumer Relations Coordinator.
A letter from the best of Jackass Letters.
Glock Incorporated, January 21st, 2017. Dear Glock Inc., here's what I want. I want the biggest hand cannon with the best stopping power money can buy. When I pull out my gun, I want the bad guy filling his drawers. And when he's shot, I want him to fall down and stay down. A guy that gets up after you shoot him is just a guy you have to shoot again. I want a man's man gun. I want something that is loud and kicks like a mule. I want big bullets that leave nothing in doubt. When I pull that trigger, I want that thing to go boom. I don't need anything flashy or fashionable. I just need something intimidating. A gun that can punch a serviceable hole in someone you could drive a truck through. If it's not racist, I'd prefer something in black. But I consider something in silver if you think that would suit me better. Budget really isn't a concern. I say when it comes to personal safety, there is no reason to skimp. But if it were cheap enough, I might even buy two. One for each hand. Twice the ammo, twice the stopping power, twice the boom, boom, boom. I don't think I need to hold a lot of rounds, since in the unlikely event I do pull the trigger, I don't plan on missing. If it matters, I have bigly hands, so I'm not trying to compensate for lacking in other areas. I just want a bigly gun. So what do you recommend? Sincerely, Christopher L. Jorgensen.
And here's the reply.
Glock Incorporated, date 282017. Hello, Christopher L. Jorgensen. I'm responding to your mailed correspondence letter. I've included our just-released Glock 2017 Annual, which also doubles as a buyer's guide with specifications on all of our current pistol models. Next, I have also enclosed a list of authorized Glock stocking dealers and range dealers within 30 miles of your zip code. Lastly, to answer your question about the most powerful Glock pistol caliber we offer, that would be our 10mm models, which include the Glock G20, G29, and G40. Note, Glock does not sell pistols directly to the public. With kind regards, Chris Knighton, Customer Service Rep, Glock Incorporated, www.glock.com. Christopher L. Jorgensen, return info 272017.
An unanswered letter from the Jackass Letters Dead Letter Office.
Popeyes, April 14th, 2015. Dear Popeyes Louisiana Kitchen, I love Popeyes. I could eat there all the time if it were closer, so it's probably best for me that I have to travel nearly an hour to get some Cajun fish and fries with a biscuit side, because if I ate there every day, I would be pushing maximum density. I love your cinnamon apple pies, fried and not baked like other lame places. I can eat like five of them in one sitting. More than two pies and I feel like I am a beached whale, but I still do it. Sometimes we have to live for the moment. Man, I shouldn't have started writing you this letter before lunch. Now I am hungry. It's cruel that I have to drive to get some chicken that's worth eating. One shouldn't have to road trip for some quality fried food. I wouldn't have to either if you had a location in Ames, Iowa. Please open up shop here. I'd eat enough blackened chicken tenders to make it worth both our whiles. Sincerely, Christopher L. Jorgensen.
Until next time.
Thanks for hanging out with me. By the way, I suck at self-promotion, so I rely on you to tell others. You know, the usual drill. Subscribe if you haven't, like if you have, share wherever you think people would appreciate what I've got going. It really helps. Christopher L. Jorgensen. Sincerely, Christopher L. Jorgensen. P.S. I think I'm going to be taking this newsletter to a weekly publication. At least until I get a lot more subscribers. So see you next Sunday. No more Wednesday newsletter going forward for a while at least.
Write a letter. Write a letter. Looking forward to your confused reply. Won't you just write a letter? Write a letter. Sincerely, Christopher L. Jorgensen. A better way to help the world maintain its absurdity than mailing unsuspecting folks some handwritten wordity. Jackass letters.
Thanks for listening to the Jackass Letters podcast. Christopher L. Jorgensen can also be found at jackassletters.substack.com and on Twitter at jackassletters.